GM Mobile.
V2RCL radio test.
V2CRL.
V2RCL here, thing's Russell. Testing out a little base unit that just got set up. I'm doing a little tweaking on the antenna.
WHM Bill here in Hartwell, Georgia. You were making a fine trip. Sounds good. There's a little noise, but I imagine it's my mobile. But sound quality is great.
And that's what I want to hear. I don't have the antenna up on the tower yet. Just got it down in the yard, so I figure once we put it up there, it should be getting out real good.
And making a fine trip into the repeater.
Good, I appreciate the radio test for me there. K2RCL 73s, and I am clear.
Jim, I'll be clear. Back listening.
4HKX. Russell, you still there?
Patrick, was that you that just chimed in? I just got here to the house playing with this cable and getting stuff set up. Trying to figure out how I'm going to configure everything and get this mobile up and going. This is a Tram 1480, about 8 foot long, dual band. Right now it's just stuck on a pole out here in the yard. I've got my tower sections and stuff up. It's ready to go. I just got to get it up there and get it mounted and route everything.
Roger that. I've been looking at, you know, something here at the house, and I was trying to figure out what to put up.
So a couple guys on the ham forum, and they recommended this antenna. It's kind of middle of the road. I actually got it from Home Depot. I think it was about $64, something like that. Seems to be pretty good. It's got three radials on the base of it as a ground. They make another version of it that's about 17 feet long.
Into those. But back to your question earlier about the tone, I got an email from them saying that it was going to be a while before I got my radio that I'd ordered in. And I don't know why they done that.
I don't know why they would do that. It seems like they would go ahead and send you the radio even if they didn't have the hotspot built. But, you know, maybe you can convince them to do that.
So that I wasn't happy with it. You told me you had it in stock and then now you don't.
Definitely frustrating. But it seems like everybody's overwhelmed right now with shipping being behind and ships stuck in the canal and weather and everything else. But I'm just, I'm like you. I'm ready for everything to just get back to normal and get back on track.
That, but I don't know when that's going to happen.
There with you. Hey, Patrick, I'm going to hop off from here and see if I can get to work on this, get some of this stuff set up, and maybe get it mounted permanently and see how it works out this afternoon.
Well, you have a good afternoon, and I'll be listening. KO4HKX, clear.
4HKX, K2RCL, 73, sir, and I am clear.